Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
I'm here with the founder of Ultralight Running Gear. And listen, this is a cool story. In fact, we're going to talk about his new products. I'm a big fan of his gear. He's got a couple products. But Aaron Perry, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Listen, you tell this story about ultra marathons, ultra running. I heard you tell it the other day in front of an awesome crowd who was there to hear about your company. And tell that story about, imagine, you know, running. You kind of tell this, you tell it in a great way.
For sure. So with that crowd, it was for one of the business events here at Cedarville. And I went up there to talk about my business. And the story I told was I asked the audience to kind of imagine if they had run a marathon before, kind of put themselves in that position again, crossing the finish line, having the cold bottle of water in their hands, the metal around their neck, the space blanket around them, and the excitement associated with crossing that finish line. And then I want you to imagine going back and doing it all over again, and then doing that two more times, so four times altogether, running around 100 miles. So think back to the marathon, right? You had the ups and downs of the marathon, the times you felt at mile 18, you couldn't finish, that mile 21, man, I'm cramping up, I don't know what to do. And then finally crossing the finish line. Now, like I said, turn back around and do it four more times. That's what an ultra marathon is. People say that you, in a marathon, you go to hell and then you cross the finish line. In an ultra marathon, you go to hell, you come back, you go to hell, you come back, and then you cross the finish line. And so just to put into perspective the mental side of an ultra marathon, you're out there for the one I just did this past summer. It took me around 14 hours and some take around 2.5 to 3 days. And so there's a lot of time spent out there alone. And there's just a lot of there's a mental side to this sport as well that not a lot of people talk about. And that's kind of something I'd like to bring forth within my business, Ultralight Running, as well as providing that gear that tries to eliminate the variables, as many variables as possible within your race, given you are out there for that period of time. So that's a story that I shared, and I really think that it resonated with a lot of people. So
I think it was great. And listen, you know, you got these hats, you developed some proprietary technology around some of them. So for example, everybody these days has a fob. I got one right here. And, you know, when I'm running, first of all, I don't run, I cycle, but, you know, here I got this fob, and literally when I do know what it's like though, to go hard on the Alps in France, and you want to be light, you know, sure. Because there's cyclists who get down to ounces if they can reduce weight. And so you don't want to be encumbered with a lot of gear. You're trying to go light. And so you've developed this fantastic hat with this really cool pocket here where you can essentially put fobs and gels and other things like that, because you don't want to be carrying all that. So this is unique, but then you also have this new model of shorts, and let's talk about that. And then we're going to talk about how you use Instant IP to protect some of this stuff.
Most definitely. And so that hat there is actually my MVP. And the issue I found with the hat was, or not with the hat, but with just the normal gear that's on the market, is putting these, kind of overloading your shorts with a whole bunch of stuff. And I wanted to use these on the training runs or race day, but just to add like your key fob, like KO said here, or the gel, things along those lines, just to kind of get them out of your pockets. Yeah. Now the pair of shorts, they're kind of actually called half tights, that I designed are these right here. Mm-hmm. And so I know kind of all blends together because it's all black, but there's a whole bunch of different features within this half tight that I went to all the kind of reputable running companies. So like Hoka, Nike, Wallaco, all these companies, I scrolled down to the 1-star reviews and I saw what people didn't like about their gear. And that's what I fixed. That's what I fixed with these half tights. I made sure to incorporate all of those or to not incorporate all those issues and to add these things that the runners are actually looking for. And so that's why I came out with these half tights, is to fix all those issues within the half tight half-pipe market in particular.
And some of those features really quick. One is, for example, your shirt. You know, you're running with a shirt. You start with a shirt. It's kind of like in the morning when you're on the Alps. It's cold. You know, it's cold. You go through climate changes. You could start in midday where it's blazing hot, and then you get to the top of the mountain, you're freezing to death. You know, it matters. And so with some of your gear, you're talking about, look, you got the shorts, but then you have this awesome little place in the shorts where you can push your shirt through. Show that. And then I'm also going to show your Instagram, because it's a really good Instagram. But what do you got?
Yeah. So on either side, so this is the back half of the shorts. On either side, there's this pocket, and you can actually thread your shirt through, so that you could take your shirt off mid run and then thread it through the back. And now you no longer have to carry it or tie it around your waist. There's other components I add. So there's reflective bits all throughout the
nice. Pockets.
There's also something called like a modesty pad in the front to keep everything modest. There's more pockets there. Because some people do want to run with their phone, and some people do want to run with these other things within their pockets. So I still want to be able to provide that for those who kind of want to still be able to incorporate those things within the half tights.
And you've done a really fantastic job at storytelling, and people can see that, you know, this is a really cool thing. You're a student, yet you're an entrepreneur. I've been able to be a professor, but yet you're getting written up in publications. How cool is it to be earning money while you're in school versus, oh, I got to graduate before I can make income?
Yeah, I think a lot of the times college, at least, so I'm a junior in economics. And a lot of times in a lot of the courses that I've been a part of, and to be honest, yours is kind of the exception, is a lot of things that I've taught is theory. Yours is very practical, which I really do like. But the theory is you kind of regurgitate that on tests. And so now I'm able to apply everything that I learned within the business world directly to my business and see how that and see how it applies and see how it helps the business. And so it's been really beneficial. I've learned a lot more by being able to apply my school experience directly into my business while currently in school. So I can go to you, I can go to other professors and ask them questions about what I should do better, and they can give me insight. And so it's a weird dynamic, right? Because I'm a full-time student, but I'm trying to build a business on the side. I'm training for a lot of races. There's a lot of things to balance, but I think that I honestly like having a full schedule, because I know that when my head hits the pillow, like, I know it was a good day because of how much I've been able to accomplish. So it is a weird dynamic, but it's honestly, in my opinion, kind of a better dynamic.
You got this instant IP that you're one of our, you know, case studies, because we just love what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And we know that you're one of these people who probably as a startup can't afford a patent for, you know, $30K. But what you can do is you can use our smart contract, and you can essentially put your design, your logo, your proprietary technology, all with one click of a button into Instant IP. And then you include this awesome sticker in each order. And so now it's telling your customers who might want to be tempted to be like, oh, this is slick. I could create a business around this. And, you know, I'm a runner, and maybe we could hack this technology and take it or steal it. But, or even just people who maybe don't want to steal it, but it raises the credibility of you and your technology. What does it do for you when you know that your stuff is on Instant IP and you're moving down this path of protecting your intellectual property?
It's really a peace of mind, right? I mean, I design these things because I want to be able to provide value, but at the same time, I want to be able to protect those things, because at the end of the day, they're the ideas that I've had, and that I want to, in some way or another, protect those ideas to be able to launch them into the marketplace, right? If they're not protected, then like you said, it's super easy to just turn around and then reduplicate it and then put your logo on it and then go sell it. And so being able to have this sticker or a card or just on my website, different places to show people that this is my idea and it is protected with Instant IP. It really just is a peace of mind at the end of the day. And a lot of the times people, when I first came out with my MVP, with my, my hat, they said, is this patented? And I said, I love to patent it, but I can't afford that. And honestly, using the lean startup method, like that wasn't just a viable option. But now if someone wants to have a startup and have an MVP that they want to launch, they don't have to worry about that side of getting a utility patent or design patent. They can turn around and with a few clicks of a button, have instant IP and protect their idea and then bring it to the marketplace, having the peace of mind that their idea is protected.
I love it. You know, we have this little infographic that I'm going to share. Katie's a fantastic co-author, but you can see here, you really followed these 12 steps. I mean, you visualized and saw how your hat and now your shorts can increase your influence, impact, and income. You've organized it into a way, even down to, I got to give you a shout out. I mean, even down to your packaging, you know, you're putting, your name and brand all over it, and then you're protecting it. And you really have this hygiene. I mean, you came up with a sticker idea. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so good. And then I basically said, look, I'm going to send some of those stickers out to some of our clients, because Cooper, you know, one of our friends with Run Gloves, we're going to be interviewing him, but we have Kim with No Flip Clip. And we have a lot of clients that are doing physical product. And so it makes sense, just like when I have this buy drink that I have, I mean, they have a QR code, you know, and that QR code takes you to their brand, not their IP, but it takes you to learn more about them. Well, now, instead of a TM, an R, a C, you know, on your product, you have a barcode that says protected by instant IP. They scan and they go right to the blockchain and see like, whoa, this dude's legit. Not only is he protected, but you're kind of on the cutting edge. So I think that's true with running gear. Like your gear is innovative. You're beating Nike, you're beating the main industry. So therefore your IP should be kind of innovative too. What are you thinking is next for ultralight running?
Yeah, so I'd really love to keep kind of growing the business with the current inventory I have. And some that I was kind of thinking of before this conversation is, and I'll make sure to bring this full circle, but I wanted to start ultralight running with designing a headlamp for ultra marathon runners. So like I was saying earlier, these races go into the night and you have to have a headlamp. And wow, currently what's on the market isn't really doing the job. And so that's what I started ultralight running for. That's the play on words of light in the name. Now it also does apply to the fabric and the light products, but light, the reason why light is in the name is because of the headlamp.
Oh, that's
and
good.
So I did, I was an engineer my first semester or first year here. And so I was able to use some of my skills with the 3D rendering softwares and design a headlamp. Had a buddy 3D print it and then reached out to some manufacturers and had them sign a non-disclosure agreement, talk with them. They quoted me around 25 grand to get the product in hand. Oh, and then you know, the stereotypical $25,000 to $30,000 for a patent. And those, with seeing those numbers as a startup, personally, as a college student, as a freshman, that was discouraging. And I was like, I can't front that money, that capital. And so yeah, I pivoted, came out with the MVP of the hat, but kind of the goal of the hat and the half tights and other things I'd like to launch is to build the capital to launch the headlamp.
I love it.
And so now I can bypass kind of the, at least at the initial stage, having instant IP. And then if we want to grow it, of course, going to the patenting stage, but right out the gate, it is still that peace of mind to be able to provide that level of security with instant IP with the hat or with the headlamp.
And that's exactly what the goal of this is. Like Katie, my co-author, is an amazing patent attorney. She knows exactly what to do. We've patented instant IP. I'm not against patents at all, but I see people like you. I see people like Cooper. I see people like Kim. They have these great products, and the bar is so high to patent that it's really going to keep ideas out of the market and therefore life change out of the market unless people have a faster first layer. So back to our why, Aaron, you know, somebody came in my room today in my office and they said, hey, listen, what's your why, Kerry? And I'll tell you exactly what our why is. And you fit, by the way, right in it. It's that ideas change the world. And unfortunately, you might get this cut off a little bit, but it says ideas change the world and therefore ideas are valuable, but people steal ideas so that creators end up saying, ah, what's the use? You know, they stop creating, then the world doesn't change. So you got to protect your ideas today and start changing your world. And so that's really the why. That's a better angle there, but that's the whole point, Aaron. And so, yeah, you fit our target market, our hero market, and you're doing exactly what we want to see. And I want to encourage people, absolutely, listen, Christmas is coming, gift season. Pretty much any time you're going to watch this is gift giving season, because it could be graduations, it could be birthdays, it could be all kinds of things. But he's got this great FAQ, affiliate program, shop gear, more are being dropped in. The I got a product right here. It's definitely everything that it claims to be. And you have this great Instagram. I'm part of your, I'm part of your newsletter, which I love your quotes. What do you send out every week?
Yeah. So like I was talking about at the beginning, the mental side of ultra running, that's what I wanted to dig deeper into. And that's what my newsletter is all about. Is every week it's a quote to start off the week. So it's every Sunday around 3 PM Eastern. Mm. And we send that out just to get your mind ready for the training ahead for that week. So the quote's really there to motivate you. There's I kind of go into detail about how the quote applies, and then kind of a pro tip there at the bottom. And so it was really just trying to hone in on the mental side of whether it's training for an ultra marathon, a marathon, half marathon, any type of sport, but just kind of getting your mind in the right place for the week coming of training. So
that's great. Well, we are super proud of you at Instant IP and all that you're doing. I know when it's time to get patented, you know, Katie can be the go-to. She is definitely someone who I go to often. And we're so proud of you, Aaron. Keep taking action. And I'm going to tell people your website again. It's Ultra Light Running, ULTRA, Light, LYTE. running.com, ultralightrunning.com. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram as well. And again, it's the one-stop shop. You're going to get gear. You're going to get motivation. You're going to get inspired. And it's really cool to see you building this out long-term. So thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.